Special American Envoy General Anthony Zinni has issued an ultimatum to Israeli and Palestinian negotiators: make genuine progress in the next 48 hours or he leaves. Zinni has been in the region for 2 weeks. Both Israeli and Palestinian officials say his threat is aimed mostly at Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Secretary of State Colin Powell told reporters on a stopover in Moscow yesterday that Arafat must completely end the anti-Israeli violence. From Israel, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Yesterday, General Anthony Zinni attended a joint meeting of Israeli and Palestinian security officials, the second meeting in 3 days. Palestinian sources said the atmosphere was angry and the negotiators were even on the verge of a fistfight. At one point, they said, General Zinni got frustrated and walked out. Palestinian officials say a leaflet published in Gaza yesterday by Hamas and several other factions agreed to stop suicide bombings inside Israel for a week if Israel agrees to stop assassinations of wanted Palestinians. The Hamas statement came after a botched suicide bombing near the northern Israeli city of Haifa that injured 8 Israelis. The bomber, who was severely injured when he blew himself up, was shot and killed by Israeli troops. Palestinian analyst Rassan Khatib, who is close to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, says Arafat feels he's under more pressure than he has ever been in his long political career. Khatib says Arafat believes that a real crackdown on Islamist militants will backfire.
Arresting activists can never weaken them. It only strengthens them and brings new recruitments to them and improves their popularity and consequently encourages them and gives them incentive to continue with what they were doing.
Khatib says polls show support among Palestinians for Hamas has doubled in the past year. Some polls now show Hamas is more popular than Arafat. Khatib says that if the U.S. wants to help, they must pressure Israel to resume meaningful negotiations.
If they want a success in weakening extremism and terrorism in the Palestinian side, they should equip Arafat with a political process. Because without a political process, the efforts to stop Palestinian struggle does not make sense from a Palestinian perspective. Because as long as there is occupation and there is no political process, then there should be violence from the occupied people, because this is the only way.
Israeli officials discount Palestinian claims that the Palestinian Authority has arrested 17 of the 33 people on Israel's wanted list. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he will not negotiate with the Palestinians until he sees a real crackdown on Islamist militants. At a dinner yesterday for visiting New York Governor George Pataki, outgoing New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, and incoming New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Sharon insisted that Israel does want a peace process.
I'm ready for painful compromises for genuine, durable, true peace. But I added that I will never be ready to make any compromise whatsoever when it comes to the security of the State of Israel and the security of the Jewish people.
Mayor Giuliani said the United States stands squarely behind Israel in its conflict with the Palestinians.
I believe that now many, many people, in the wake of what happened on September 11 to the United States, and as we increasingly see what's going on in Israel, realize the fallacy of moral equivalence. There is no moral equivalent between a democratic state and an organization that supports, condones, tolerates, or allows terrorism.
Analysts say Israelis and Palestinians are trapped in a catch-22. Israel says it won't negotiate until attacks end. Palestinians say they can't stop the attacks without Israeli concessions. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.